In Washington, D.C. and on the other side of the globe, key talks continue surrounding climate change solutions. At the local level, frustration is mounting that Wisconsin communities will have to adapt to a new way of life if concrete action isn't taken. The UN Climate Change Conference continues in Scotland, while in Congress, the latest version of the Build Back Better plan is being sorted out. The group Elected Officials to Protect America, which includes members from Wisconsin, doesn't just want goals laid out. Weston Village trustee Nate Feeney says across the region, weather seasons aren't as predictable as they used to be. He says that threatens outdoor recreation.
I think that by tackling climate change and actually putting some teeth into a plan, global leaders will be able to not just literally save the planet, but also to preserve not just Wisconsin, but a Midwestern way of life.
Other EOPA members say drought and floods linked to climate change will cause economic hardship while creating lasting health effects in marginalized communities. While it's been trimmed down, a Build Back Better supporter say it still includes more than $500 billion in investments to curb climate change. Republicans and even some Senate Democrats have balked at the cost of the package. Groups say the proposed investments are urgent, but more still will be needed to address the existential threat. Feeney says a provision to expand consumer rebates and making homes more energy efficient, including solar installation, is important, but policymakers shouldn't stop there.
A lot of these rebates need to be even more so that the working class people, like myself, can afford to do it. And that's why we need to mandate it beyond simply rebates.
He says there should be blanket energy efficiency requirements for all new subdivisions, allowing more families to play a part in reducing carbon emissions. On the global front, world leaders secured agreements to reduce deforestation and methane emissions. Methane is the second most prevalent greenhouse gas next to carbon dioxide. Meanwhile, in Congress, Democrats are trying to keep a measure in the Build Back Better Act that would place fees on methane emissions. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.